Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome back to the program. This is your host, Teresa Banks, and you are listening to another episode of LSEC Radio, and it is so good to be back with you and on the air. Today's subject matter, I think, is an interesting one. I've entitled it, Living a Vegetarian Lifestyle. And I have to start out by telling you that in my youth, through my 40s, I was a serious meat lover. Honey, I'm talking for breakfast, I would have me some bacon and some sausage, some eggs, especially scrambled eggs. But I like boiled eggs, too, or you know, a mixture of really all three, kind of in like an omelet type deal. I'd have some ham a lot of times. And again, sometimes all of these things at one time for breakfast. And then for lunch on any given day, you may see me with a sandwich, with some kind of cold cuts wrapped between a couple of slices of bread. You might see me with some hot dogs. And that is with an S at the end. It's pretty hard to eat a hot dog or a polar sausage and just have one because they are so good. And then a hamburger, or it could be a cheeseburger with my favorite type of cheese being cheddar. And who doesn't love chicken, right? There's so many delicious parts of the chicken, and I don't think I actually have a favorite. I think the pieces I used to eat the most of the chicken would be the wings, and they just have like a certain little type of flavor to them. A lot of people like the breast of the chicken or the leg, but my favorite used to be the wings. And then pork chops. And there's some people that say back in the day that I used to cook my pork chops a little too hard, but I tend to like my meat crunchy, at least when I used to eat it. That's the way I liked it. I like it all soft. I used to like a little crunch to it, if you will. And then for dinner on any given day, you might see me with some ribs on my plate, like some rib tips. You might see me with pot roast, ham hocks. Honey, I would boil me up some ham hocks in a minute and put all kinds of different seasoning in it, as well as some oxtails, and it would just be absolutely delicious. And then last but certainly not least for dinner, you might catch me on any given day with some turkey as well. So all of these different things, all of these different types of meats that I've mentioned for breakfast, lunch, and dinner used to be my favorite. And I think even today, as you talk to any of my family members or my friends, they would tell you that they are shocked to find I have turned off of meat because they would see me eat it so much along with themselves. I mean, people just enjoy meat. They enjoy the flavor. They love the taste of it. It seems to go with just about anything that you can name. And it's something that we as a society enjoy. And like I said, I used to enjoy it. But what turned me off of meat wasn't a choice where I said, okay, today is going to be the day for health reasons, I'm just going to stop eating it. What turned me off of meat and had me start living a vegetarian lifestyle was a program that I watched on cable television. I believe it was an HBO special, if I can remember. Oh, excuse me. I start choking there for a minute. Maybe the meat lovers are wishing me bad luck as I'm talking. But anyway, I'm watching this show on cable, and the show is entitled Kill It, Cook It, Eat It. Kill It, Cook It, Eat It. That's the name of the show, right? And I'm watching this program, and in a nutshell, the gist of it is that they've rounded up a number of different people, I'd say about five or six different people from various walks of life. And they take these people out, they have them pick out a live animal, could be a cow, might be a pig, might be a rabbit. And then once they've picked out this animal, they shoot it or they kill it, you know, however the way, the method is to slaughter this poor animal. And then some chef cooks it up, and then the people have to eat it. And, you know, I'm watching this show, and again, I've eaten meat up until this point, until like my 40-somethings, you know, never had an issue with it. I've watched horror-type shows my whole life, so it wasn't like I looked at it and I thought it was so gruesome, I'm just going to turn off meat. The very first movie I ever saw in my life was a movie called Carrie. That was my first movie, not a Disney movie or a Disney program, but Carrie, you know, Carrie, where the girl just wasn't liked, went out on prom, they threw this pig's blood on her or whatever, and she turned into this devilish figure. So it wasn't like, you know, I watched this show and I was so grossed out by meat that I just stopped eating it. It was just something that touched me in regards to watching the full kill of these animals that had me stop eating meat cold turkey. And this happened in 2011, March of 2011. I completely stop eating meat the very same day I watched this cable program. And again, it was one that was so graphic. You know, I mean, you're watching these folks that they've selected, some of which are vegetarians, and you're watching them track the steps of these animals in some cases, like the case of the deer or the rabbit, or you're watching them on the farms of some of the animals, like in the case of the pig or the cows, and you're watching the folks that, you know, slaughter the animals all the time say, you know, here's how we pick them out. We fatten them up, and then we choose the animal that we want, and we kill it as humanely as possible, they're telling these folks. The ones that do it all the time are saying, we kill these animals as humanely as possible. And, you know, watching them, for example, kill a deer, and they're a distance back, and they're just watching this deer walk around in its little natural habitat. And then they say they have to shoot it in a particular area. I want to say it was the neck, but please don't quote me on that. I'm really not sure. So they kill the deer. And then a couple of the guys that kill it say that to properly kill it and eat the meat right, you have to cut it open right there where you've shot it. And so you're watching these folks literally cut this poor animal open and start pulling out the meat. And then later you're watching the full cleanse of the animal, the skin coming off of it, the chopping up of the animal in full, in some cases the grinding up of the meat, especially when they did the cow. And, you know, I'm watching all this, you know, first the cow, and then the deer, and then the pig, and, you know, I'm just watching all this, you know, cutting off the animal's head, and, you know, the hair and the fur being shaved off, and then the animal just being cut down to as small of bits of pieces as you can imagine. And then I'm watching this chef first sharpen up the knives and then cut up the animal like it's just nothing, you know, and then cook it up. And then I'm watching these folks eat it. You know, they just saw this animal 2 seconds ago walking around, and now they're putting this very same animal in their mouth, and they're being asked, what do they think? about this. You know, what is it that they think in regards to eating this animal? And 9 times out of 10, their response is they're talking about how fresh the meat tastes. You know, it hasn't gone through our whole process of making it to the store. So they're talking about how fresh the meat is. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I don't know if I could ever eat meat again. You know, so I walked away thinking, and the truth of the story is I didn't. I've since learned that there are different types of vegetarians now that I've taken on this lifestyle. There's some vegetarians that don't eat meat at all. I have some vegetarian friends, for example, that have said they don't eat anything that used to have a face. So they don't eat, you know, the cows, the deers, the fish. They don't eat anything that once could have had a face or had a face. And then there are other types of vegetarians that may still eat eggs and fish. That's the type of vegetarian that I am. I'll still eat eggs and I'll still eat fish, which obviously used to have a face, right? And I'll eat my vegetables and my fruit with it. And then there are some vegetarians that have different variations of what I've mentioned before. For example, they may eat fish but not eggs, or they may eat eggs but not eat fish. So there are different types of vegetarians that are out there that have various ways that they live their life, if you will. And I have to say that once you make this choice to become a vegetarian, as I did, it's really interesting as you watch the impact of it on your family and your friends' lives. I mean, I think in my case, the first impact was shock and disbelief. You know, that a person could go from eating meat and cooking meat their whole lives to now trying to figure out what they would cook for you. Like you go over to their house or you're hanging out with them, and now how do you manage what you're going to eat when you're with them? And what I typically do is I will typically eat something before I go. Before I go to an event with friends or family or before I go over to their place, I will usually eat something beforehand. And if I'm asked to bring a dish, I always bring something that I'm able to eat, or snacks that I'm able to eat, so I don't have to worry about them looking at me like I'm some kind of alien and being concerned about how they're going to assist me in eating. It's also been really interesting even trying to eat with my spouse, because here he married someone who obviously was not a vegetarian at the time. We've been married now 20-something years. And trying to now manage our new cooking habits and our new eating out habits and thinking about, okay, how do we eat two different types of meals? You know, we used to share a burger. We used to share pork chops or whatever was cooked. And now we still get the meat so that he could eat it. But then I have to get my eggs and my fish and shrimp or whatever else that I eat so I can still enjoy a good meal, my little vegetables. So that's been a pretty interesting adjustment, to say the least. And then despite the impact it's had on family, friends, spouse, I have to look at also my health. And I think one who is living a vegetarian lifestyle looks at their health. And when you're a woman especially, you now have to make adjustments in regards to your iron and your protein. Those are two elements of types of vitamins and minerals that you used to get from your meat. And now you have to figure out, you know, what type of fish or beans or eggs or whatever substitute you're now using for the meat has the most of those things so that you can still get them in. And I know I've been one who's never felt tired, even though I've always had low iron and issues with my iron. I've never felt tired or really sluggish. But I do have to say that I've almost went bald sometimes in dealing with iron and having an iron deficiency. So it's something that I do have to constantly work on. And in regards to getting enough in, you want to make sure that you're working with your doctor taking iron supplements if you need them, and that you're getting in enough vitamin C as well, because vitamin C helps you to absorb iron a whole lot better. And then, you know, in regards to other effects on your health, I have to say that I've experienced better weight loss. That's always a plus, right? A major, major bonus is when you look up and you're like, okay, the scale is really reducing here. This is a great thing. So that's been a wonderful bonus in living this vegetarian lifestyle. And my blood pressure used to be much higher than it is now. Now it's always in a more normal range. It used to be like 136 over like 80 or 90 on average. And now it's always in like the 110s, the 120s, which is really great. Of course, I love it down that low without worrying about taking blood pressure medication. And then I also have to say that I've had a lot more energy in enjoying life and in doing things, as opposed to when I used to eat meat. I used to literally have days where I felt like my arteries were just being clogged. So living this change in lifestyle has really affected me in a number of different ways. And after this quick break, I'm going to just share with you my overall change in outlook and how I've been affected. I'll be right back. You've been listening to LSEC Radio, and this is your host, Teresa Banks. And I've been talking today about living a vegetarian lifestyle and how I've gone from my youth and my 40-something plus years of enjoying the days of eating all types of meat to living this new, for me, vegetarian lifestyle for over a little bit over a year now, since March of 2011. And what made me switch over was watching a cable television program called Kill It, Cook It, Eat It. And you may want to take a look for that show, see if you can find it on one of your cable stations now or out there on YouTube or something, if you're interested in just what that program had to offer. But for me, as I was saying earlier, it really changed me. And as I talked about, you know, I wasn't one who was afraid of gore and all of that, but it just really changed the way that I ate and had me make that ultimate decision that perhaps meat was not something I wanted to continue to eat. Now, during this portion of the program, I said I wanted to talk a bit about how my outlook changed. And the way that it really changed was in the way that I looked at animals. I mean, first off, the way that they eat. You know, I'm watching them select these animals, as I mentioned earlier, and decide which ones they're going to pick out and kill and slaughter and cut up and then feed for human consumption. And I'm wondering in my head, you know, what did these animals eat? You know, we have so many people that have come down with various types of cancers and illnesses and aches and pains in their bodies. And a lot of them are taking in these animals as their food source. And a lot of times we don't know what these animals have eaten. And during this program, they were talking about how, you know, the farm-raised animals, they are really specific, the farmers, and what they feed the animals and what they have them eat, versus some that are just kind of living off the land almost, and we just cut them up and start eating them. And the way the cuts of meat can be different and the types of meat can be different, the flavor, et cetera. So it really makes you pause for a second and think about what you've been putting in your system all these years based on what these animals have been eating. And then last but certainly not least, and I think is probably most key in regards to how my outlook changed in watching this show, is the lives of the animals. And, you know, as I mentioned, each type of animal, you know, there was one specific show on each type. Like, it wasn't the type of programming where the same show killed three or four different types of animals. One show killed a deer. One show killed a cow. One show a rabbit, et cetera. And so you're watching for at least a half hour this whole thing in regards to these animals and their lives. And I never really thought about it before. You know how there's some animals you look at, like your dogs and your cats as pets. And most recently, one of my Toastmasters friends, she was talking about how she raised horses and how she took care of them and all the vet care that was needed and the money poured in just to have their teeth cleaned or their hooves, their horseshoes changed. And so, you know, we have this group of animals that we would never even think about eating, that we consider our pets, just never even think about eating. And then we have the other group of animals where we're fine with them being food. And it just really, watching this show just really made me see, I guess, more of the souls of these animals. Who are we to say that they should be killed so that we could have food? It's not like there's nothing else to eat. It's not like we can't enjoy a meal with just beans, just vegetables. I mean, vegetables, actually, at least to me, have a wonderful flavor to them. There's a great variety. I surely have not starved one day since I've been on this path of living a more vegetarian lifestyle. And so it really makes you think about, you know, why are we killing off all these different animals? Why can't we just live off the plant base? Just have, you know, enjoy the bean salad, enjoy just salads, enjoy vegetables, and hopefully as a result enjoy life a whole lot better. So that hopefully in the long run we'll not only live longer, but we will live much more healthier. So it just really changed my outlook. And so you should just see me. You should see my face as I'm going down the food aisle and I'm at the grocery stores and I'm trying to make purchases of food. And like I said, especially for my household, because my spouse still eats the meat, and I'm picking out all these different brands of meat for him. And even as I pick out the fish myself for me, I'm thinking about the lives of these animals now. And I think for me, I can still eat the fish because as a kid, we helped clean it. We didn't kill the fish ourselves, but we helped clean it after someone else killed it. We take the scales off, we cut it up. So I think the fish probably doesn't bother me as much, although it truly should. It should bother me. The eggs should bother me. But it's just something worth really thinking about as you're trying to soothe your appetite. Think about that tonight for breakfast, lunch, or dinner with your next meal. Think about just having something that does not include meat. And then just see how you feel. You may say, you know, I'm going to make some changes just based on that because I feel better. I can move around a whole lot easier. And let me know what happens in the long run. So, my friends, as I wrap up today's show, I certainly want to thank you all for listening, and I look forward to my next shows that are coming up. I have placed, three more out there that are coming up this month. And I, you never know, I may have the time to do more than just those three. But I think the past few months have been so busy, I've not had the opportunity. But the shows that are certainly coming up include Gaming versus Gambling. I want to talk about that one. Gaming versus Gambling. I want to talk about Recycling Poverty. You know, here in Illinois, we've had a lot of shootings and killings going on, a lot of impoverished situations, and I want to talk about how poverty is just being recycled. And then, coming up towards the end of this month, I will be celebrating my 50th show. And I've been on the air now for about 2 years, almost 2 years. And as you know by now, I just do shows sporadically. I don't have like a set day of the week, a set time of the week. My schedule truly does not permit it. But it'll be wonderful to celebrate that 50th show. I can't wait to do so. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to today's program and all past programs. All of your emails of support are read and appreciated. Those of you that have not emailed me yet, you need to do so. My email address is mailtobanks@AOL.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. If you have not done so yet, you need to become a friend or a follower of this show. And also, I hope you will join me tomorrow night if you're in the Chicagoland area, at the South Holland Community Center at 7:30 p.m. sharp for our next Toastmasters meeting. I can't wait to go myself. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then be sure to drop me an email if you are interested in being a guest here on the program. I would love to have you. And before I completely sign off, I want to tell you two last things. First off, a reminder to go over to Amazon.com and pick up copies of my four books that are out there, Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Surviving a Layoff, and Barrenhood. And then secondly, I have to give shouts to my awesome sisters of the Order of the Eastern Star and my awesome brothers that are Masons. And as soon as I hang up from taping this show, I'm going to place some pictures online out on Facebook that you will have to take a look at from a week-long event that we all participated in the state of Illinois this past week. I hope you like them. With that said, I am going to wish you all a wonderful and blessed rest of this week. Keep in touch with me. Take good care of yourself and know that you and your family will always, always be in my heart and in my prayers. Adios for now.